Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
I got Paul Murphy with me, former Kilkenny hurler and one third of OTB's hurling pod. We'll get to the podcast and the live show and stuff in a little while, Paul, but let's talk All-Ireland final and All-Ireland final week. I think about, like, you know, having never done anything of this level, what lads are going through, whatever about the fans. We've had Clare fans and Cork fans onto us all week. But what are the actual players going through? Having been there yourself, like, what are you thinking about at this stage of the week?
Well, it's going to be different for each player. Like, there's going to be players on the field Sunday that have won All-Ireland finals and players that have lost and players that have never played in an All-Ireland final. And, you know, thinking back to my early days, the first All-Ireland final I went into, probably in a great way, very naive, really. I was just looking forward to the day. I couldn't believe I was eventually there. And that's obviously a very good and healthy mindset to be going into the game. So for lots of players, that'll be the mindset. But I suppose as you get older as well, that's the other side of it where, you know, the likes of Patrick Horgan and these lads who thought, maybe I mightn't be there again. Will I ever be there again? So for those lads, you know, you're really going, I'll have to seize this opportunity now. So like for every member of the panel, it's just so different. And then you have even, I suppose, the more negative side of it. You have the players who have injuries as well, who are looking on at the players lucky enough to tug out. So there's a huge array of emotion and feeling going into this week. But, you know, I think for the panels themselves as a whole, they'll just be delighted that they're there. And if they played a small part early in the year and got injured, or if they're lucky enough to be starting or on the bench, everybody, their first and foremost will be, look, we're here. This is where we want to be. We could all have an All-Ireland medal after this. And that's paramount. But look, between now and Sunday, every range of emotion will go through for these players.
Cahill's definitely looking on jealous-eyed here. And as a junior hurler who may never grace the pitch at Croke Park.
Just make sure you say junior A hurler.
Junior A. That's fair. There is different grades. Well, what do you want to ask?
Well, yeah, you're on about that there, Paul, about the week of the All-Ireland final. And I always wonder, like, the morning of the All-Ireland final, particularly when it's your first one, like, can you eat the breakfast? Can you, are you looking at the power saying, oh God, I can't eat this. How bad are the nerves?
To be fair, I don't think they've ever gotten that far. If going back to my first one, like after the game, I remember guys asking me, because they're probably too afraid to ask you before the game, were you nervous or how nervous were you? But after the game, I remember Michael Rice and Eddie Brendan, if you asking, how are you this morning? I said, geez, well, I slept. I was in bed last night at 9 o'clock, slept the whole night, ate my breakfast. It goes back to that naivety. I was just going, sure, I'm delighted to be here. I'm playing with my heroes. It's brilliant. But then I suppose as a few years went on and you kind of realized, maybe there's a bit of more expectation on the shoulders. And that's another thing that players have to deal with. But it never got to the stage where, you know, you couldn't eat the porridge. It always came back to, look, this is where you want to be. It's such a great day. There is nerves. But, you know, I heard one of the Limerick players say it, and he said it really well, that, you know, the pressure of that is a privilege. You know, if you're lucky enough to be there and you feel that pressure, it's a privilege that you are there, you know. And I looked at so many players, you know, my own club players, other county players that weren't lucky enough to have that stage. So for any player that's there, you know, you have to just remind yourself, like, when you were young, this is what you dreamt of. You're here now. And those nerves are a good thing. It means that it's important to you. You want to do well, healthy to have the nerves, but it's also important to enjoy it and recognize that the reason you have these nerves is because a really enjoyable day is about to happen. And might sound a bit flippant to say it like that, but that's really what it is. It's a brilliant, positive day. Go out and enjoy it.
Yeah, that's definitely the attitude to have. We were talking superstitions during the week. Sean Reedy, who works in News Talk, was in with us, and he was saying that he's a Clare man. He wore an old, large jersey to the semi-final. Obviously Clare did the business, and he wants to get the new tight fitting, because, you know, he's a svelte, young, fit individual, and he wants to
get his gym work.
He wants to get that new tight fitting new shirt, the away one. But then he was wondering, from a superstition point of view, can he do it? So as a player, did you ever have things like that with the same jocks, or putting the right sock on first or whatever? Did you have anything like that?
I didn't have too many, but I had one where when I got onto the Kilkenny team, I had a helmet, and I tried to keep that helmet on the road as long as I could, in terms of, you know, when the nuts would fall out of it and you'd have to get a piece back together and different things. Then Galway hammered us in the Leinster final in 2012, and I said, well, this superstition thing doesn't work, so I just got rid of the helmet. Well, I would say if you live through one experience where you realize actually it's actually completely nothing to do with it, I'd say get the tight fit jersey, go extra small, enjoy it, and don't worry. But to be honest, I like the classic jerseys. I like the old ones. Barry's T across the front of it, or Finch's,
So yeah, they hang off you though, don't they? Like they're a bit baggy. You want the kind of the chest out. Like
these young fellas,
what I may suggest, is go to the game wearing the big Barry's T top, whatever it is going to be, the, you know, the old player jersey, if that's what you have. And then when you're heading down the town to the pub afterwards, whip off that, put it away, and then put on the tight fit jersey.
That's when it counts.
Best of both worlds.
Yeah, sounds like it's not your first rodeo there, Paul.
As one of the listeners pointed out there during the week, though, like, you know, there'd be 80,000 fans in Croker. Let's divide them by two and say there's 40,000 Clare and 40,000 Cork. Yeah. You know, if half of them have superstitions, well, then 20,000 people will be going, I did the thing! I drank the tea with my left hand and I brushed my teeth with my foot and it didn't work this time. So you never know. Yeah. Now, I will push you, though, for a prediction. So go on, Clare Cork.
Oh, yeah, we had to do this on the Hurling Pod the other day, and
And you're on the fence. Are you on the fence?
Well, it was so tough. Look, after the Cork bet Limerick, I just went, Cork are the favourites now, and I believe they are marginal favourites. I genuinely believe Cork have the better team and the better bench to unload. That's no slight on Clare, but my gut just keeps telling me Clare, for some reason, that they seem to be presented with these really tough situations. And they keep grinding it out. They just keep grinding out. And I met Brian Lowen and Brendan Bugler just very briefly after their semi-final. And there was no element of getting carried away. It was just, you know, we're really looking forward to this final. And I even think the Brian Lowen element comes into it. Like, you know, that's one of the toughest men in hurling, fullback for many years. When Clare needed it, he was able to bring in these unbelievable performances. And I think, you know, even having the likes of Tony Kelly in the dressing room and Shane O'Donnell, they're the small things. The lads who've won All-Ireland, very small things. But I'll fully hold my hands up Sunday evening. If Cork go out and put in a display that I believe they're capable of, they could go and win it. But at the moment, I'm just marginally going with Clare on this one.
Colin Minogue is, of course, sitting in on this one, because as soon as his hurling involved, he comes sniffing around like a well-trained madra.
It's the only thing I know.
It's true.
Or pretend to know, sorry.
Well, the hurling pod is huge. OTB's hurling pod, yourself, Will O'Callaghan, James Scahill. So what's the crack with the live one, though?
So the live one, it's going to be myself and Will on Friday. James has a wedding, but we've organised in this day of technology to Zoom him in or Skype him in or whatever platform we're going to use. Now, we said the earlier the better, because if a man is at a wedding on a Friday, the later it goes on to have a live audience in the board, gosh, exposed to that, you know. So he's, we just said, look, get him on the earlier we can.
Yeah.
But we have a host of special guests. We have two lads who were on the field in 2013. We have Podge Collins, we have Anthony Nash. Both guys, I suppose, really insightful with the game. And then we have the social grenade of Tommy Walsh going into it as well then. So Tommy, for anybody who was there last year, Tommy can come out with any sort of a story. I mean, a man with 9 All-Stars in a row, and 9 All-Ireland medals. I mean, there's no better man to talk about All-Ireland finals.
Absolutely.
Or anything to do with hurling. So, and we also have one or two more special guests could be or should be added now, maybe today, later today or tomorrow. So it should be a fairly jam-packed show.
Amazing. And where do people get tickets if they want to go? Because I know how popular it is, but like there's got to be a couple left.
There is, yeah. So if you go on to Ticketmaster and type in the Hurling Pod, or just type in Off the Ball Hurling, any one of those will shoot you the tickets. And also then on the Off the Ball website, the link is there. And I think if you look at Will O'Callaghan, myself, any of our social medias, there should be a few retweets and different things around the place. So there's between Off the Ball and Ticketmaster, you'll find your tickets there.
Which were you more nervous for, Paul? The All-Ireland Final or doing a live show in the Bord Gáis?
Live show in the Bord Gáis. Yeah. I feel I have the skills to perform in an All-Ireland Final, but maybe not the skills to enter the world that you're in at the moment of presenting and having microphones hooked up to you and live. It's all a bit nerve-wracking, to be honest.
I don't know, I haven't spoken to you for the last 20-odd minutes. I think you're absolutely well capable of it, to be honest with you. And we should point out, of course, that all ticket proceeds are going to the Bord Gáis Energy charity partner, which is Focus Ireland, something very dear to our heart here on Today FM as well. So listen, it's absolutely amazing, Paul. It is going to be unbelievable. And enjoy the Hurling Pod live. Before I let you go, I need to do the quick fire round with you. You cool with that?
Yeah.
First one is, what are you currently obsessed with?
Currently obsessed with Jeremy Clarkson's farm. Is it called Jeremy Clarkson's farm? That's what we have on at the moment. We've just threw it on. It's I just think it's brilliant watching. It's excellent. We're not great for watching series here,
sure,
in the house. I have to hold my hands up. I've never seen Breaking Bad. I've never seen Game of Thrones. All these things. So when we get into something, we're usually surprised when we like it, you know. But Jeremy Clarkson's farm, really good. Yeah.
Brilliant. Who's the most famous person in your phone?
Oh, I think it's going to have to be It's going to have to be probably someone just like Henry Shefflin or something. I don't think I have any great...
That's pretty famous in fairness, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, we'll go on Henry Shefflin.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Think back to when you're about 8 years old. What national school were you in when second class?
St. Michael's National School in Danesford.
Right, Michael's. Okay, think back then. Did you bring a lunchbox to school? And if you did, what was in it?
Oh, God, basic. I used to have a cadet bottle of milk. That's what Mam used to always send me off with. So
brilliant.
That was my drink. My sandwich then, yeah, basic. Ham, if I got a bit of cheese, fantastic.
Yeah.
And
any treats?
No, we didn't. We weren't huge for treats in the house now, to be honest. I'd say anything that was left over from the weekend. If you had a party or something like that, there might be a packet of potatoes thrown in and it was a surprise. But by Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you weren't getting that. So it was gone. But the cadet bottle of milk, because I remember it for two reasons. One, because it was a cadet bottle of milk. And then the second one, that when it went sour, it was like a grenade in your bag. It was going to go off.
If
soccer or hurling ran over late of a sunny lunch day and you left it in the bag and your mum would be exposed to this. So that's the one constant I remember.
Oh, absolutely amazing. And the final question I ask everybody, because I don't, Paul Murphy, do you wash your legs in the shower?
I do, yeah, because I've been burned many a time where I've washed the upper body after a match and I get into bed and I have muck all over my legs and I've destroyed the bed sheets. So if you ever read the book Atomic Habits, where you get into doing something as a habit, you should be doing it the whole time regardless whether you need to or not. So that's, and I have to warn you, anytime you ruin white bed sheets as a married man, you only do it once.
It's not a good look. That's for sure.
It's not a good look. So I do wash the legs. Yeah.
Brilliant. Paul, listen, thank you so much for joining me. Enjoy the live pod, the Hurling Pod live show in the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre this Friday, the 19th of July. And to get the tickets on Ticketmaster, offtheball.com/events. Anywhere you can find out about the tickets, the link will be there. Paul, listen, enjoy the podcast, enjoy the All-Ireland final, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks very much.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.